Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon. Thanks, Edith. Yesterday was a very bad day on this show because after six last night, the one who doesn't speak finally broke his silence. You missed this, Becky.
I did.
He spoke.
Did he actually? Oh, my God.
Due to an error with the voice changer machine, because you weren't here yesterday, you were playing tennis with Andy Murray.
And well, Chappis is off on holiday.
Yeah. I thought, okay, let's put him for the voice changer to protect his identity. No one will know.
Did you not check it first?
No. And it didn't work. if you missed the one that doesn't speak, who is now known as the one who spoke only once, I'm glad you missed it because I don't want you to hear it. And don't be thinking you can get it on the podcast either, because if you do download the podcast, this is what you'll get. So this is where I bring in the one that doesn't speak. Hello. It doesn't work. Hello? Oh, God, no! No! Why isn't it working? Oh, no. Don't speak again until I've got it working, because that's just your actual voice. Oh, no, you've spoken! Oh, no. Bad times indeed last night. So you just get a chicken noise on the podcast, so you won't be able to hear him ever again. Ha, ha, ha. He's not here today, so that won't happen again. Becky did play tennis with Andy Murray, though, yesterday. We'll find out how it goes. What's Becky's forte coming up?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Yes, Jay off Chester and Simon stuck in traffic. And James on the M1 and Si in Whitby and Paul in Edinburgh. And Andy, yes, the one that doesn't speak on is still there on the iPlayer. We haven't managed to take that off, but let's just gloss over that, yeah? Just download the podcast, please. Don't listen on iPlayer.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
So I just noticed, I was talking about the podcast and how the one that doesn't speak is on it, as a chicken. On the page of the podcast, it says, they give you recommendations. If you like this, you'll also like Chris Moyles.
Mm.
Okay, that's fair enough. And Terry Wogan? Did Terry Wogan
come up?
I don't know. It says if you like the Scott Mills podcast, you'll like Chris Moyles, which I can understand, and Terry Wogan. I'm not sure Terry Wogan fans will particularly like this show and vice versa. Also, today it says if you like Scott Mills, you'll also like the Asian Network's Love Bollywood show. Well, that might be true, but it's not the first show that comes to mind when you think Scott Mills. You don't think Scott Mills and then think Bollywood straight away, do you?
No.
Think about it.
Not really. I was looking at Amazon the other day for Laura's Diary. And
why?
Just looking for it.
See if it's still on sale.
See if I can maybe write my own book.
Right.
And it said, if you like this, you like Gordon Ramsay and Richard Hammond. And I thought, how do they work that out? I don't know. It's weird, isn't it,
that
what
is
it sometimes
odd.
Comes up with?
Yeah. I've done that before where I've bought... What did I buy? I think it was something like Alan Carr's book I bought on Amazon.
Mm.
It was like, if you like this, you'll like Del Winton's life story and My Life by Julian Clary. It's like, no, not necessarily.
What's it saying?
This fascinates me how they choose these things, right? If you look up Joe Wiley's new book, it says, if you like this, you'll like this. And it's Richard Hammond again.
He's got some weird kind of monopoly on there, hasn't
Richard
he?
Hammond's the only book that Joe Wiley's got recommended.
What happens when you type in Richard Hammond?
If you put Richard Hammond in, it just comes to another Richard Hammond book. He must be paying them
or
something.
All roads lead to Richard Hammond.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
Hi, it's Natalie.
Where are you, Natalie?
I'm in Washington, in West Sussex.
How can I help?
Well, I was looking for a book about how to look after my chickens, because I bought some chickens.
As you do.
And then I was offered... What is it, 101 Tips for Lesbian Love?
Well,
I thought it was nice. I'm not a lesbian.
Well, that's okay. It's fine if you are, but I don't know why, if you're looking after the chickens...
I don't associate that with chickens,
no. I bought some chickens, so now I need some tips on how to be a lesbian lover.
I'm obviously going to be lesbian.
At some point, yes. Right, we need to stop this because we've played it already.
I was too busy looking up book recommendations to find another Richard Hammond.
What?
I'm supposed to be in control of this thing today, so
yeah,
that's
good.
My fault. I'm very sorry.
The one that doesn't speak just on the hotline going, sorry to interrupt, but you've played this already. Sorry, we're too busy looking up book recommendations. It's all going very well. It's 4:25 on Radio 1. Nice bit of Killers Again, man.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Loads of text coming in going, if you liked The Killers, then you'll like The Killers. Sus about that. We're too busy looking up book recommendations. Rubbish. After 4:30, it's What's Becky's Forte? Becky had to go and leave the show early yesterday because she was going to play tennis with Andy Murray. No pressure. You didn't hurt him, did you?
No.
Tell me you didn't hurt him.
I didn't hurt him, no.
It was tennis on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out if playing tennis against the world number three is your forte just after 4:30. It went well, did it?
It was good. I was thrown in at the deep end in a grand slam. So, yeah.
You were obviously quite nervous.
Really nervous. Really nervous. You can tell by the video that I'm shaking like a leaf. But he's an amazing tennis player, isn't he? And
even
he
on
was
the
there
Wii?
Playing tennis with me. What, was I shaking on the Wii?
No, is he even good on the Wii? Because that doesn't necessarily mean you're
good. Well, it's
good.
So accurate that he had all the skills, didn't he? So
find out what happened after 4:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I saw the Hoff earlier today. He's in
did you?
In London, yeah. Had a
Is
bit of a coffee.
Has he come to
stay? Huh?
Has he come to stay with you?
No, he's not, no. Just had a little coffee and a chat. He sends his love. First Aww. Thing he says, hey, say hi to Becky for me.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. And now... What's Becky's forte? We continue to find one thing, just the one thing that Becky is excellent at. We've tried beatboxing, nah. Cheerleading, no. Celebrity interviewing, Mime reading, really not. What is Becky's forte? So I thought, bing, tennis. And with Wimbledon coming up, I thought, you know, this could change your life. So yesterday we sent you to play a game of tennis against Andy Murray.
Yeah, actual Andy Murray, not some bloke called Andy Murray.
And how was it?
He was really nice, really, really nice. It was really
He is
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
When I think people would expect him to be miserable, but actually, I cut his hair once and he was nice.
He was really excited. And I think when I told him that I was doing it to find out the one thing that I was good at, he thought you were a bit harsh for saying that I was rubbish at everything.
Now, I did say there was one rule that you had to completely stand by. What was the rule?
That I wasn't allowed to hurt him
That's
in any
right.
way.
Not to hurt him, because otherwise you become the most hated woman in Britain.
So this actually made me so nervous, because I like fling my arms around anyway, even when I'm just talking. So when I'm playing the Wii, they're just going everywhere. And then it actually made me shake with nerves that I wasn't going to hurt the kind of our best hope for Wimbledon in like absolutely ages.
No pressure.
Yeah.
Wimbledon's really soon. I'm really surprised he agreed to do this.
Well, yeah, I thought
Why would
have,
you do that?
I thought he'd have the day off after he won at Queen's, yeah. But no, he just keeps on going.
Okay, so let's hear how it went, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Beginning bit.
Playing tennis against you might be my forte, so if I beat you, I'm a world-class tennis player. Ready?
Let's see.
Go.
It's it!
Yes! Ace. Was that ace to me? Yes! Oh no, this is still the warm-up, isn't it? Rubbish.
Oh, rubbish.
It started off really, really well, and then I was like, oh, this is brilliant, this is brilliant, and then they went, play the actual game next.
Oh.
I was like, doesn't this count? Can I not carry some points over?
So the warm-up didn't count and you weren't allowed to carry any
no.
points across.
So I did one ace and no, that didn't count.
Right, is this the proper match now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, you won that one.
Right. Yeah. Surprise.
He wasn't bad.
No, he's not bad, is he?
15 love, and you're winning.
Yeah. Yep.
I think it's going to be quite a short game.
He was a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
He is quite good, isn't he? Did you say he's a lot better than you thought he was going to be?
Yeah.
Why?
No, you know what I mean. Like, I know he's good at actual tennis, but I wasn't sure whether that would transfer onto tennis on the...
He's number three in the world.
I know. Just because you're amazing at it in real life, doesn't
mean
I'm
surprised he was this good.
Ace again. I like the way that I'm moving around all over the place and you're just stood there kind of casually flicking your wrist.
Now, this is shown in the video, actually, that I run round with a face like a beetroot and he is just stood there going, ping.
Well,
ping,
so you're flailing ping. All over the place and he's
I
just
am,
there
yeah.
going...
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Like, well, he does do it a lot. He wasn't giving you much, though. I'm quite surprised that he would not give you a chance. Because if that was me, I would give you a chance, you know?
Do you know what the worst thing is? Is that I think he was.
Oh.
Like, I really think he was. But because I was so paranoid...
So I wouldn't need to give you a chance, because you'd win anyway. But
why would you give me a chance?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're rubbish.
Okay.
No, he was really good without even trying. But I was so paranoid about hitting him that every time I went to do a backhand, I'd kind of stroke myself down the side of my body because I'd go to hit it really hard and then kind of go, oh, no, no, can't do the backhand because that's going to hit you right in the face. So it did make me really scared.
And then I like how you tried to put him off.
Is it making you really hot? Because it's making me really hot.
So
that's because I was running around all over the place.
No, that's a blatant tactic, isn't it?
Tactic
put him
what?
Off. Put him off by making him take his clothes off.
I wasn't trying to get him to take his clothes off.
No, we've all done it.
I was trying to detract from the fact that I had sweat pouring off me.
Is it making you really hot? Because it's making me really hot.
Oh, go on, take us some clothes, Andy. Go on, just the top. Go on.
No.
It's like when you get someone around to your house and turn up the thermostat.
No, it's because...
We've all done it. Come on.
They'd even put him in a promotional hoodie, which was making him even hotter, so I did wonder about him.
But... It is that thing, it was like, yeah, come back to my house.
I think he's a lot fitter than me.
Turn the heating up.
Yeah.
You were doing that, admit it.
No.
Also, I like this bit.
My serve. Here we go.
He's making weird noises.
Yes!
What happened there?
I can't remember that one.
I
think it was good.
He doesn't normally make any noises, but he was just doing that to maybe put you off.
I don't think it was. I think it encouraged me from the sound of that clip.
Here's you.
I'm going to make noise, just if that helps.
Where's he going?
It does help.
Oh, shot! I mean, look at your tits, she's on.
Yes!
I would never miss that in real life.
I'd never miss that in real life, obviously.
Did you hear him really sarcastically say about my player? He went, look at your chick, she's all over the place. Because I was literally running around everywhere and he was just stood there on the court.
I'm going to make noise, just if that helps.
Where's he going?
It does help.
Shot! I mean, look at your tits, she's on.
What are you doing? I like your noises.
I need to work on my grunt. They're not particularly ladylike, are they?
So, he was good, wasn't he? Is this match point now?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I can come back from this. Yeah. You win.
Yeah.
Well done.
Surprise.
I love it how I'm sitting here bright red and really sweating and you're just sitting there like... Just had a cup of tea.
Yeah, you did a lot of running, though, but good running, though, it wasn't...
How come you were able just to stand, though? Is that all to do with the technique?
I think so, yeah. I was just in control of all of the rallies, and you were just kind of scampering around the back of the court, doing a lot of retrieving.
Just doing a little scamper there, that's what you were doing.
So, I've had a go at EA Sports Grand Slam Tennis. Do you think it's my forte?
I don't know if it's your forte, but you weren't bad. Pretty solid performance.
How long do you think it would take me to become a world-class player if I decided that that's what I wanted to do?
What, on the computer?
No, in real life.
That's going to take a long, long time, I think, unfortunately.
I was hoping that I'd come here today and kind of realise that maybe it was what I was destined to do, but...
No, I don't think so.
Do you know what? When he was saying all that, he had the biggest grin on his face. Like, you are having an absolute laugh with me if you think that you will ever make it past your village tournament.
Did you ask him anything else? Or
yes, obviously I didn't just play tennis with him. I asked him the one question that everybody wants to know in the run-up to Wimbledon.
You know when you go for a toilet break mid-game,
yeah,
and that person comes with you?
Yeah.
How far do they go with you? Do
they go into the cubicle with you, watch everything.
Do they really?
Yeah, make sure you're not, like, taking anything, any drugs or anything. They watch, yeah.
I was expecting you to say that they waited outside. No, they actually come all the way in.
It's a bit intimidating, actually. Sometimes kind of choke a little bit and find it tough to go.
Right, what a question. So you failed to ask him anything about Wimbledon.
And that was about Wimbledon.
Well, kind of, but not really... Like,
I thought that's what everybody wanted to know.
What
don't
about
you
the
always,
toilet?
Haven't you always wondered that? Like, whether they just go to the door or whether they go all the...
No.
I have. I don't know where I found out, anyway. And obviously, everything revolves around you. I had to ask him about your hair.
The last time I met you, Scott Mills was cutting your hair.
Remember that, yeah.
Yeah, you haven't been back for another appointment, is that...?
I thought you did a good job, actually. But, yeah, I normally have my hair pretty messy, so... But
you've left it a bit long now to call him. It might be a bit embarrassing now. He'll probably think you found another hairdresser.
Yeah, I haven't. I'd still give him a call. He did a good job.
Really? Yeah. Oh, are we so chuffed?
Is he still cutting it or not?
Yeah, I don't think he's cut anyone since yours.
Really?
And I'm sure he'd come back if you wanted him to do it again.
It took a long time, though. It did take a long time.
And he didn't really cut much off, to be fair.
That's true. No. That was for charity quite a couple of years ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Children in Need.
He hasn't been back. So, your forte is not tennis or even Grand Slam tennis on the Wii?
No.
But thank you to Andy Murray.
He was amazing, can I just say? He was absolutely lovely. So, and yeah, thank you very much.
He really humoured you, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Someone has to.
So, thanks, Andy. The search continues. What's Becky's forte? A lot of people on the text on 81199 are saying that your forte might be flirting with Andy Murray.
I didn't think I was, and then watching the video...
OK, well, listen to this and maybe change your mind.
Is it making you really hot? Because it's making me really hot.
Oh, go on, take off some clothes.
No, it was really hot.
Is it making you really hot? Because it's making me really hot.
There is a video online now of Becky playing Grand Slam tennis with the world number 3, Andy Murray.
Look out for my shifty eyes. It's not...
Yeah, you look really shifty.
I'm not shifty, I'm just really nervous. My top needs pulling up a little bit.
They could have told you to pull your top up a little bit. Anyway, it's online now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Podcast. What's going on?
What do you mean? Oh, what's occurring?
Oh. Oh, David Hasselhoff appears to be in the live lounge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
David, come in. I saw him this morning, but I don't... Hello?
Here he is.
Hey, you!
Hello!
Hello!
I'm good. I've got to say hello to you first.
Sit there.
Hi,
baby. This is Becky.
I'm great. I'm great.
Remember Becky.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
All right. Good, man. Yeah.
Why? Are you stalking me or something? What's going on?
No, no. My girls have got me shopping. They think that there's great shopping over here. They don't realize that there's a little bit of a markup over here. So we were in the neighborhood, and I dropped them off, and I said, I'm going to go see Scott.
Oh. Okay.
Go in and...
Because we're doing this new show together, but I'm just a bit confused as to why you come to my work. And not that I'm complaining. It's fine. I like it
that
you've
come. Were you invited, David, or did you just turn up?
No, I just think it's nice that he knows that he's in the near Oxford Street and he can just pop in. It's good.
No, I wasn't invited, but...
Well, it's good to have you here. We're not going to throw you out.
I tell you what, would you invite me to the studio?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, David, would you like to come on the show?
I'm here!
Perfect.
That's easy.
So, you're all good, yeah?
Yeah, I'm great. A little lagged out, but good.
Okay. When did you... Because you arrived yesterday, didn't you?
I don't remember. We came in yesterday, last night, but we've been on the road for a while. Like, we were down in South Africa, and we were diving with sharks. I came back. I did 3 episodes of America's Got Talent, washed my dogs, defleed my cat, and had a couple of affairs, and now I'm here.
Non-stop.
Non-stop, yes.
Yeah.
Probably all at the same time.
Got any gossip for me? Tell me some gossip about Piers Morgan.
Piers, you know, the only gossip I have about Piers is like it's kind of boring. We're getting along.
Boring.
Yeah, you know, we're getting along. The last time I was in Ireland, I was doing Tuberty Tonight. Right. And the first thing he says is, do you sneak off at lunchtime and get a spray tan? I said, Piers Morgan again. He's cool. No, Piers is cool. Sharon's cool. The show is wackier than ever. It's become like the Gong Show, America's Got Talent. And you know what? Now because of your show becoming so big with like Susan Boyle, it's like, you know, this new challenge. We don't have anybody.
Have you met Subo yet?
We don't have anybody.
I love it that you're so honest about
that.
Oh
my God, it's all we...
you need a Subo.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, I put jugglers through. Yeah. You know, We actually had a priest in drag come up and saying clang 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 with the trolley, and I went, eh. I said, my God, I'm a Catholic. You're going to go to hell.
Also, on the subject of Piers,
why do we have to talk about Piers?
Just for a second, I want to talk about this because he has appeared in an ad this week. And I'll show you the picture.
Oh, no, don't show the picture. I've seen
the picture.
Here's the picture. I've seen the picture.
There it is.
No, don't show
it. It's for a certain burger chain.
Oh.
Describe what you see there, David.
I see him. It really should be for a French fry.
Yeah.
But not a burger.
It's Piers Morgan, naked, with a bit of red fabric round where his pants should be. And he's got a big gold medallion.
A lot of you would have seen this in the magazines. Now, I think he may have taken some inspiration from this picture I'm about to show you right there.
This was in Cosmopolitan. The first person who did this shot was Burt Reynolds, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then me. And it was the highest selling Cosmopolitan ever.
David, that's
not like Pierce Morgan.
That's a naked picture.
Wait, oh, you know what? I'm going to bring this back home with me.
David, why are you posing naked with two pug dogs?
Because one didn't cover me. Fell right into that one, huh? You know, no, actually, it was they had a male layout every year.
You were the centerfold,
and I was the third one, and it was a big deal. It was at that time, it seemed like a big deal. Now, you know,
it's not a big deal anymore.
No. What's weird is I was in Leeds and I was like in Manchester and selling my book. I think a couple of years ago, and guys were wearing the shirt, and I would say, "Why? You're a guy. Why are you wearing this shirt?" And he's holding a couple of his kids. He goes, "Because it's cool." And so,
do you still do that with your dogs?
No, those aren't my dogs.
Oh, no. They were just some dogs.
No, they're Sharpeys. They're similar. You know, it's nice to get the wrinkles out.
Now, we're doing this show, a new show for Living, where I'm going to show you some British things, like cricket, because I'm always playing cricket, right?
Are you staying at Scott's flat like he stayed
well,
with you?
Yeah,
you
well,
are you staying at Scott's flat?
Well, really not.
Like, you're not really staying at Scott's
Living
flat.
With My Idol was the original title, and so, you know, now Scott's become my idol.
But you're not actually staying in his house,
no.
Are you?
No, but I'm going to go stay there for, you know, a
what
while.
Was wrong
we're
with his
we're
house?
Going to invade it.
Why didn't you stay at his house?
There's not enough room. The doors aren't big enough.
Well, because my daughters are with me and her boyfriend and my assistant. Just kind of the local. The two
flat.
Dogs yeah. that were in the naked picture with me. They're all with me. We're just going to go visit. But, you know, we're gonna show up at, you know, inopportune times like I
like
did
this,
here.
Yeah.
You know, what I want to do is I wanted to take the girls on vacation and they really like Scott. They said, "Well, Dad, can we see Scott?" I said, "Yeah, we can see Scott." So we're going to go all over different places and possibly perform, possibly let the girls kind of know what the UK is really about, except for Harvey Nichols. That's all they know.
Yes.
Daddy, Harvey Nichols.
The texts are going crazy for the Hoff, obviously.
Texts are going crazy!
If you want to, we can get some people on air maybe later on, if we have time. 81199 if you want to come on. Now, I want to ask you about this thing. We're doing a musical, right, at the Edinburgh Festival called Scott Mills the Musical. This is for real.
Okay.
For three nights, and it's about my life. Now, you were going to do Baywatch the Musical, weren't you, a while ago?
I did, but they ended up selling the rights to DreamWorks, so it's now in the hands of Spielberg and those guys. So.
But when are you going to do Hoff the Musical as well? Are you thinking about it?
Yeah, this Hoff thing has become such a fun, big thing. It's like, I mean, I took the Tube today, the Tube.
The Tube.
I took the Tube and it was like Hoff, Hoff. I said, "Where I go is the Hoff, you know." So, yeah, I was going to do Hoff the Musical, you know, get Hoff with Viva Hoff Vegas, you know, whatever.
And you've been in Chicago as well.
Yeah, and you know who's in Chicago right now is Jerry Springer. One of my dearest, closest, best friends. All go see him because he is one of the, you know, top five gentlemen, people. You know, that I've met in my life. And
is Scott in your top five?
Top ten. Say top ten.
Not really. He's too young.
I'm
talking about
10.
Icons. I think he's number...
27?
Six.
Six?
Yes, I'm in the top 10.
You're in the top 10.
Come on.
Yeah.
I need some advice. I'm not playing me in the musical. We're casting for that. But I don't know.
Can I audition for you?
Yeah, you'll have to go through the same process as everyone else.
Obviously.
You can.
Yeah.
Why do I have to go through the same process as everyone else?
We can't just let you play Scott.
I'm the Hoff.
Turn off the
I don't have to go through the same process as everybody else.
I'm the Hoff.
No, I just go in, they pay me, and I do it. I'm going to audition.
Maybe you could write a song for us. Could you write a song for it?
Yeah, if you tell me what it's about, sure, I'd love that.
It's about me.
Okay.
We'll work on it. David, I want you to... Thanks for coming in today. Can we play I Was a Carrying with David, maybe?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I Was a Carrying with the Hoff, coming next.
Radio 1 Podcast.
The Hoff is...
Hello.
That's the Hoff, and this is Becky. And now it's time for Oh, What's a Carrying?
What's occurring?
Don't look at me like that, David. It's just a simple game. You just have to guess. It's fine.
Oh, I can't believe I'm playing Oh, What's Occurring with the Hoff. That's so much better than Chappers.
What's the kitty?
What's occurring? What's happening?
Oh, what's occurring?
What's occurring?
I got the curtain. Okay, look.
It's off a show here called Gavin and Stacey, and that's a Welsh accent. Do you want to hear it again? Here it is. Listen.
Oh, what's occurring?
What's occurring?
What occurring?
That's it. Anyway, you have to guess. I'll give you three situations. Just tell me what happens, okay? Do you know Jimmy Carr?
What?
He's a comedian. Do you know him?
No, I knew Mike Reed, though.
He's dead.
He is?
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, Jimmy Carr is a comedian on British TV, and he has, it's fair to say, a fairly strange laugh, which makes me laugh quite a lot. Listen to this. That's his laugh. Now, they have a show here called 8 out of 10 Catch. You've seen it, right, Becky?
Yes.
This is all you have to do, just guess, okay? My question...
David, I've never seen anyone look so confused in my life.
Don't be confused, it's fine.
Basically, you just have to say a number.
Okay.
Okay, wait for Scott to ask you the question and then just guess any number.
On Friday, on 8 out of 10 Cats, thanks to Jono off of Unofficial Meals for this, how many times did Jimmy Carr do his funny laugh? Just guess. It's a guessing game. David?
13.
13 times. Becky?
15.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Jimmy Carr and his funny laugh.
It's like a MIDI hi-fi system with a fax.
It's like someone sellotapes a sort of flask to a banjo or something like that.
It might not be his real name, just...
Well, why didn't you call it
his real name? And I thought, it's quite ironic, him calling someone a pig when his face looks like crackling. It's like burnt crackling. Even if you thought about it, you haven't bothered to do it. It makes Ronnie Wood look like Hannah Montana, doesn't it? When he shuts his eyes, it's like someone's put a chef's hat on a walnut.
He should stop going out at night and scaring women.
Fallen down, I got my jaw broken.
By who?
Well, the bloke who ran the pub.
That's basically what an ice cream van is, though.
That is an ice cream van.
You're saying it. What am I saying?
It's a good laugh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny.
I like his laugh.
Yeah. David said 13. It was actually 9 weird Jimmy Carr laughs. So David wins that point.
Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
We should do.
Sounds like Psycho. What did I win?
Absolutely nothing. I told you didn't have to have a clue what was going on, and you'd still beat me.
You can just guess. We should. This should be called Oh, what's Hofkering, shouldn't it?
Does that work?
Oh, what's Hofkering? That's what it's called.
Okay,
now.
All right.
Yeah. I hate it when you look so confused.
I'm halfway out of here.
Yeah.
Right. Next question. You know Andy Murray?
Yes. Yeah.
World
yeah.
number 3, right?
Yeah.
Becky played tennis with him yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
He beat me.
On the Wii.
Oh, I can't believe it.
No. I know.
Wait, well, did you play tennis or did he just beat you?
No, it was on tennis on the computer.
Oh, he beat you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant he beat you.
No. He didn't. He's a lovely man.
Now, if we showed people on Stupid Street a picture of Andy Murray, okay, how many people do you think would know who he is out of 10? So we show them a picture of Andy Murray. There's a street quite near here, which we call Stupid Street, because generally the people on it are not the brightest.
Okay.
Okay, so we show them a picture of Andy Murray. Out of 10 people, how many of them would know who he was from the picture?
3.
Straight in there with 3. Becky?
6.
6. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sorry, I'm just trying to make up my own jingle.
It really doesn't work.
Here are the people on Sheeper Street being shown a picture of Andy Murray, world number 3.
He looks like somebody that's into surfing or some sort of sport. Not basketball. I'd say water sport.
Oh, something scary like Simon Cowell or something like that. Something that gives you creeps in the night.
I think he's a porn star extra. I think his name's Eduardo.
Works on a riverboat. I don't know. It looks a little bit like Ashton Kutcher, I think. I don't think it is.
It's a tennis player. Andy Murray.
What is he?
Plays guitar or drums. Some kind of music thing.
I don't know, just the look of him, very artistic. He's a photographer.
He's definitely a tennis player. I think it's the brother of Andy Murray.
Paul.
I
doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count. So David said three. Actually, one person on Sheeper Street knew who he was from a picture. Unbelievable. Once again, David, you are a winner.
Oh.
Oh.
What's yeah. occurring?
What's Hofkirk? What's...
Please stop it now. It doesn't work.
Oh. Hof's occurring. That's it.
That's
Hof's occurring. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's
Hof's
it.
Occurring.
What's Hof's occurring?
You're occurring. Don't worry about it. Okay, last one. You're winning anyway. That's all you need to care about.
What do I win?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, why am I playing?
Now that...
Because you walked in at the wrong point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know a band called Opeth?
Opus?
Opeth.
Opeth? Noth.
No, me neither. They're a death metal band, and they were playing at last weekend's Download Festival. Now, Michael is a guy in the band, Opeth, and he loves vegetables. He can't get enough of them. Just loves them. My question is, Michael, off of the band Opeth, how many vegetables can he name in 1 minute? Hof.
35.
Becky.
20.
This is the last one, David. Stick with me.
I'm here.
Let's find out.
Oh.
Oh.
What's the kidding?
Here's Mike from Opeth. He loves his veg.
Hello, I'm Michael from the band Opeth, and we're at Download Festival 2009. They just asked me to mention as many vegetables as I can. Salad, Savoy salad, Roman salad, tomatoes.
Oh, that's nice.
Cucumbers, gherkins, radish. Is that a vegetable? Carrots, paprika. Oh, it's difficult now.
Paprika.
Squash, eggplant, aubergine. Maybe that's the same thing as one of the others. Pumpkin. That's a vegetable, isn't it? Avocado is a fruit, isn't it? Potatoes, cabbage, corn, spinach.
Oh,
baby spinach and baby corn.
Well, he kept going, but I'm sure some of those weren't vegetables.
Salad?
Salad?
Yeah, but you can't name, like, three different salads.
Savoy
you
know. Salad.
No.
Roman salad.
Can't have that, no.
Tomatoes.
Did he not mean Savoy cabbage, do you think?
Well, that's
Maybe
still...
Maybe we should give him that one?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Tomatoes.
That's a... No, that's not right, is it?
Tomatoes is a fruit.
No.
Eggplant, aubergine, maybe
same.
That's the same.
Yeah, so he only gets one.
Yeah, one.
Avocado is a fruit, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Even he
I think
that.
Becky's going to take this one.
Corn, spinach, baby spinach, and baby corn.
You can't have just have a vegetable and then just put baby on the front.
Name as many babies as you can. Baby corn, baby spinach.
You said 20, Becky. It was actually 11. David, you said higher. So, Becky got the point, but David wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Yay!
I've never heard anyone be so underwhelmed in my life.
Oh!
You get second prize. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Listen, thank you for coming in to see me today.
Okay. I'll be back.
Good. I'll see a lot more of you of the summer, won't I?
Yeah.
We're going to do lots of British things for Living TV.
Lots of surprise, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, record of the week is three with Don't Trust Me. Are you going to do anything nice now?
I'm going to go out with my daughters, and I'm going to have a little surprise for you tonight.
Okay. Okay. Speak to you later.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, you're right?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't sound all right. What's wrong?
I'm really nervous.
Okay, talk me through it.
I'm going on a date with someone I've never met before, and I'm absolutely terrified.
Is it a blind date?
It is a blind date, indeed.
Oh, rubbish. So who set you up?
A certain dating website.
Oh, okay, so it's online. Aren't you excited, though? I would be.
Well, yes and no, because I don't know how to start a conversation with a complete stranger. And I'm also full of cold. I'm not usually this gravelly. And I have a strange weepy eye, which makes me wink.
Well, I think your voice sounds sexy.
Yeah, your voice is working for me.
I can't see the eye, but...
No, probably just as well.
Why is your eye weeping?
Oh, I don't know. Evil contact lenses are having a fight with me.
Oh, no.
How about a patch?
We're going pirate costumes.
Yeah.
What do you where you meet him, in a bar or something?
Yeah, in a pub.
Okay.
Have you seen a picture?
Yes.
Oh, so you do know what he looks like, that's all right.
Well, yeah, but I'm really worried I won't recognise him.
Yeah, okay. You've never done this before, have you?
Oh. No, I haven't.
Oh. I'm really nervous for you, but it'll all be fine.
Thanks, Becky. Can you give me a good opener to a conversation, please? Apart from hello, are you so-and-so?
Hi, are you...
Don't use Scots of all right, my darling.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Or mine to Andy Murray of, oh, do you think it's really hot in here? Don't use that
Maybe
one.
Maybe I should use that.
No, don't use that one.
No, not as the first thing you say.
Suggestively.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, good. You thought about that and thought, no, I actually just said that out loud. Listen, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. What time are you meeting him?
At 7.
Are you there already?
I'm halfway there. I'm walking.
Okay. Do you know what? If you listen a minute, loads of our listeners will now text in things that you can say.
I can't, because I haven't got an earpiece for my phone, so I can't listen to the radio.
Oh, things just get better, don't they?
Yeah, I know. Honestly, it's just been a completely disastrous day.
There you are with your weepy eyes. You don't know what he looks like.
Now I will be winking and snotting. It'll be great.
He'll love you. He'll love you.
Just snot all over him. It'll be fine. Okay. Listen, good luck. It'll be fine. Let me know how it goes tomorrow, please.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Okay, I love you very much.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.